Hey guys, welcome to the MC Anime Podcast.
We cover anime, geek culture, Japanese aesthetics, and Asian studies. We are a multi-fandom podcast, and you can expect to hear topics in your favorite hobby or fandom activity potentially. You can find MC Anime on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Also, please check out mcanimepodcast.com, our website. Furthermore, stay tuned in for another episode.
MC Anime, MC here. Today I have another special guest with me, and you might remember him from a previous episode about telenovela. He was a translator of that episode. Say hello, Cooper. How's it going?
How you doing, Mason? I'm sad that the trip is coming to a close.
Isolated influences, ending, going on an airplane tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's all sad, but you know what? New opportunities awoke when we least expect it, and there's many more after the trip.
Yeah.
Further ado, before we get to today's episode of the podcast near you, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc., you can view live content on www.mcanimepodcast.com. That's www.mcanimepodcast.com. We give live updates and showings and all the broadcasts that we do on the network.
Yeah.
We also have Patreon, so if you want to support the community and get the different tiers and have the different advantages, Patreon is your thing on Blog MC Anime for crowdfunding support. Further ado, today is going to be an interesting episode, Scent of a Woman with you slash reaction. So, what was the first thought of Scent of a Woman that you had, Sailor?
Oh, it was a good movie. I like how a blind man, he was tough, his voice was hard. Turns out he went blind due to being in the army.
Yes.
An accident in the army.
And where can they find you, Sailor?
They can find me on the Hope Without Sight podcast on Apple, Google Podcasts. Just search for Hope Without Sight. Or you can find me on Real Variety Radio, the best variety on the internet. That's my internet radio station. It's always on. It's right. You can find it right there.
There you go, folks. That's what you can find Sailor if you like his correspondence. Further ado, let's go back to Scent of a Woman and see how it applies to our special case over here. So, Scent of a Woman is interesting for the fact, you know, you have a blind man.
Yeah.
But you also have the aid to help him. But you also have the theme of trip, Thanksgiving, the right and wrong. There's a lot to dissect in the movie.
Right.
Yes.
So, what was one thing of Scent of a Woman that you liked in particular before we got, you know, do spoilers?
Oh, how the aide was helping the blind man with all his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of girls, I guess, like to do.
What do you mean girls?
Well, just women overall, you know, they like to, when they see a man needs help, you know, they like to help him. That's at least my experience in being blind.
True. Sailor has some fantasies like the Colonel Slade over here, wanting all the women to himself.
Yeah.
So, begs the question, how are you going to act like Colonel Slade and pull the women?
How am I going to act like Colonel
Slade? How are you going to be like Colonel Slade and be a stud and get all the women you want?
Oh, I'm just going to look handsome, charming, and show that I'm brave and confident. Despite even though I'm blocked.
Okay. So, let's go in the city. So, Thanksgiving's coming up next week. Scent of a Woman was in inspiration of Thanksgiving. Family went out. The uncle stayed behind. So, what is that dynamic? How do you like about that?
I like how, you know, the family went out. The guy went out on his own, basically.
Oh, yeah. The family went to Albany. He went to New York City. So they were in the state of New York, but they're just different paths to New York.
Yeah.
One interesting thing. He planned his entire trip. Not go with him for a particular reason. He wanted to kick the bucket and go out of the bank. However, that did not happen. And FYI, for your information, there's going to be spoilers of this film. Because me and Sailor are going to discuss certain elements of which the film was and how it came to be in the medium of Scent of a Woman reaction. So, he kicked the bucket, failed. The aide stopped him, kind of, but still failed. who you think is the biggest, in that case, the biggest one who stuck up for what they believed in or didn't give up?
I guess the man.
Why so?
Because he knew, he believed in himself, he knew what he wanted, and the aid just wasn't as expected to him again.
Sure. So, how about the aid? What did the aid do that benefited Colonel Slater?
Oh, I guess assisting him with daily tasks. Like, I remember they asked him, like, if he reads Braille and or not, uses a Braille watch and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how did a blind man watch a movie about a blind man?
Well, interesting. A lot of movies nowadays are audio described, and a lot of movie theaters carry the audio description thanks to advocacy passed by blind organizations such as National Federation of the Blind and American Council of the Blind. And thankfully that passed, and you know, we get to have audio description theaters. Plus, I have an app on my phone. If you download the Stereo app, you can download most video content audio described on that app.
And
that
I
used to watch it last time.
So, audio described is a special program in which people who are blind are able to hear extra audio detailing what is actually going on.
Right.
So if I came in a brown shirt, brown pants, rustling up some leaves, getting ready to knock on the door, I'm doing all that. Before I get there, they're describing what I'm doing. And then it's like, hi, man. How are you doing today? I'm here with the post office. Here's your mail. That's just dialogue.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's describing everything you don't see in between.
Right.
So how do you think Colonel Slade would use an audio description for a movie? Would he use it?
I'm sure he would. That way he can know what's going on just like
that. I mean, I bet he would, since he flew first class.
Yeah.
He'd probably get a big theater, just rent it out and watch it out by himself.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go in the middle dilemma of Charlie for a second. So, how do you connect with Charlie in any way?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I don't even know who Charlie is, actually.
Charlie's the aide that helped Colonel Slater.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that stood up to his craziness and actually made the guy live for a change and not give up.
Wow.
Two things you're good at, Colonel Slater. Driving a port, a fry, and doing the salsa. Tango. Once the tango gets twisted, you do the tango.
Right.
So, what sense of a woman do you think there's some lessons to be learned and some lessons to take consideration?
I would say, yeah, lessons to be learned. Don't rely on your aid for everything, because you're blind to be able, and then you just have to know how.
True. Well, I mean, you don't have to depend on everything, but at the same time, there's a balance that you do. I really like a quote from Slater himself. Unhand me. If I want to be guided, I'll touch you. You won't touch me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that, too.
Like, what is the significance of that statement? Like, it's a lot of irony in it, but what does that actually mean for what he said in the context?
What was that again?
So he's blind. He doesn't want Charlie to touch him. He wants to be the one to grab Charlie's arm.
Oh, it means we're sighted guide. I know where I want assistance, because otherwise I can use a cane on my own, you know.
So you feel like if you get assistance, like Colonel Slater did, involuntary, you get mad?
Yeah, unless if I was in a dangerous situation, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so his pride is on the line. The little bit of pride that he has, and for him to take the initiative, Charlie took the initiative instead, is that correct?
Yeah.
So when someone takes the initiative over you, how does it make you feel?
Like people don't believe in me, you know, or think I'm not capable, you know?
So Colonel Slater didn't think he was capable because Charlie was getting him aid when he didn't need it.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't request it.
Right.
From him. He wanted requests from him.
Right.
Okay. So with all the expensive things he did in New York, would it be something super cool that you want to do?
Maybe go with Macy's State Thanksgiving Day Parade on Wall Street.
Okay, so you want to necessarily do the things he did. You want to go to Macy's State Parade.
Yeah.
Why is that different from Colonel Slater?
Oh, because I like the scene to all the action, such as all the balloons, the floats, the music, all that, you know?
So you'll go up there for Thanksgiving week and watch the parade?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Did you get a hotel?
I would.
Did you travel by yourself?
I would.
Have you traveled by yourself?
Yes, I have. I came here by myself.
Yeah, but you had some hired assistance.
Not really.
No, you did.
Yeah.
But, not talking about that. So, you think of Colonel Slater being able to get first class, a limo, any escort he wants. What do you think of all those things?
I'm pretty sure they think he's specially privileged because he gets his cousin's wife.
Well, that means he's special privilege if he's blind. Most blind people don't have that much money.
Right, yeah.
He saved up, so...
Yeah, that's right. He saved up his disability check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, if you were in a position like that, how long would it take you to save all those checks just blowing in New York?
Maybe a few months or a couple of years.
A few months?
Yeah.
The amount of money that Conor Slater to spent, first class tickets, a limo for like 5 days.
A few years. Oh, many years, I'm sure. Many, many years.
Getting to the hotel, having, you know, an aide, paying the aide $300, getting the aide a suit, getting fitted for a suit.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's some of the moral issues like?
What?
The moral dilemmas in the show presented.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does a blind man die or let him be?
Let him be, because blind people can do just as good as sighted people.
True. How about Charlie?
Let her go, because the colonel can be self-sufficient.
Let her go? Why are you telling her go? Charles is the name. Call him Charlie.
Oh, cool. Charlie, he's great.
Oh, yeah. 17 costs an hour, say a colonel. That's for sure.
Oh.
But, you know, there's also element of military, how they come home and have the different VA benefits. So, what are some depictions of the VA in the sense of a woman?
Oh, the VA, I mean, it treats people special because they serve, you know. Mm-hmm. It is a long movie.
Yeah, but how do you think Colonel Slade felt when he was isolated from the VA system?
Oh, he felt disrespected, too. I mean, he shouldn't, that's discrimination, Wapney. He shouldn't be able to discriminate.
Okay. So he felt rejected by the system. And,
wait.
What? I guess his niece took him in? Yeah, his niece. The niece took him in, because he's the uncle. And his niece took him in, tried to get him situated. Lives by himself. He's a fat cat.
Yeah.
Remember the famous quote that he with the cat?
No, what was the quote?
When in doubt, you'll have fun.
Oh.
Go have fun, little guy. When you're bored, go have fun.
Yeah.
Go get a lady.
That's right.
So, what's interesting about the VA situation, his niece felt bad, put him in her backyard apartment, so he has a place to live, but we also see different sides to him. His favorite saying is ha, or ha-ha, but at the end of the day, he lost meaning to life.
Yeah.
So how do you gain life back? If you had no meaning.
You figure yourself out again, you just start over, I guess.
All right. So how does he start over? If such a person can start over?
I guess just rethink about life and start on a new path.
True. Do you think he has potential with the political teacher?
Maybe.
You don't think the political teacher is not a good match for him after everything he's been through?
No, probably not.
Why? Okay, now I need to hear this. Why? Why?
Well...
Why?
Not every teacher is correct, you know. But
she went to political science.
I mean,
literally said, "What do you want to talk about politics?"
Well, politics can be dirty sometimes, you know.
Oh gosh, you think just because they have an interest in politics is going to go off downhill real quick?
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
You really think that? Is this going to go downhill and
not
going to have a future?
No, not necessarily. I mean, maybe she could help him navigate the system because she knows, like, the law.
What do you mean she knows the law? She knows political science.
Well,
she ain't no lawyer.
No, she knows how to maybe navigate the system with politics, you know?
Okay. That's interesting. All right. Maybe. So she navigates the system with politics. Wouldn't he be able to navigate the same system because he's in a colonel position?
Maybe he can. Oh, man, that was a long movie. I fell asleep for a little bit of it, honestly. It was 2 hours.
I should have kept you up.
It was 2 hours and 40 minutes.
But you were
minutes.
Watching it, though. You were so happy.
Yeah. It was.
Why didn't you finish it the next morning?
I don't know.
Brock.
Here we go. Sarah didn't finish the movie, but who cares about that?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to keep going, regardless of how incompetent the guests might be. What?
I know some of it. Woo, Mason.
But, you know,
you're not incompetent.
But at the end of the day, you really have interesting dilemmas going on.
Yeah.
Right or wrong. Hear no evil, see no evil.
Right.
What is the implication of such a quote, in your opinion?
What do you mean?
Hear no evil, see no evil. We're talking about George, the student who saw three other students prank the principal, the headmaster.
Sure. Hear no evil, see no evil.
Yes. That's what George tells Charlie about the entire situation.
I don't understand what he means by that, honestly.
Okay, let's break it down. So, you see no evil, guess what?
There's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on. If you hear no evil,
there's nothing going on.
There is nothing going on. So, if George is saying that he saw nothing, heard nothing, then guess what? He's trying to dodge, protect his friend.
Yeah.
But Charlie doesn't want to sell out his friends. But George did sell out his friends in a way.
Yeah.
So how does someone stick to principle regardless of the situation not to sell out friends or sell out the people involved if he's not a snitch? How does a person not sell out people and not be considered a snitch?
No. I don't know.
Okay. So, when you have a snitch,
first of all, who's a snitch? You know what a snitch is?
Yeah, someone who's cheating. Who tells.
Yeah, has wise tales.
Yeah.
Just think of the sailor you get with wise tales.
Yeah.
But when you have a snitch, they basically expose something that's not their business, talk about it, throw someone in the bus. Totally did not want to do that
when it came to George telling him not to do it. This also brings another question. He is originally confronted in what he saw from that teacher as a witness, seeing somebody there, not knowing who, messing with that light pole.
Yeah.
The headmaster offers Charlie a bribe. Why is taking that bribe even worse than being getting in trouble for something he did? Like, what does that say about your personality if you're taking the bribe? What did Colonel Slade say?
I don't remember what he said.
If you take the bribe, you're a sellout.
Oh, you're a sellout. What does he mean by that?
You go by the gray line. You're going to follow the trend. Yeah. Go to Harvard.
Go to Harvard.
Get that scholarship that the headmaster wanted to give him.
Yeah.
Go to Harvard, be like another corporate guy in the corporate world when Charlie didn't even know what he wanted to go to Harvard or not.
Right.
But you see why the entire time Charlie, in this situation, Slade, he's going back and forth. He doesn't know what he wants for the situation. He understands what's going on. He saw something. Now he's a witness to the crime. He's getting bribed by the headmaster. His friend George is telling him that he should keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
What kind of choice will you do if that was you?
I wouldn't keep my mouth shut. I would speak up for what is right.
Okay. So that's a different perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. But if someone was bribing you to go,
will that really change your mind?
Does it feel like you're being bought?
Maybe.
Or do you feel like you want to be bought? You don't have any.
No.
Okay. Fair point. Charlie didn't feel like he wanted to be bought. He also didn't want to sell people out either.
Right.
So he started his school principal. He decided what he thought was best. So anytime they got in trouble, any situation they faced, Colonel Slater was actually the person that did get them out of it. How can someone be that witty and yet still cause so much mischief?
Right.
Do you have any idea?
Wow. No.
So he's as sly as a fox. You think about the world in a different way. What actually ends up happening, you present yourself an opportunity to, let's say, when the cop came up, Colonel Slater, let me take care of this, Charlie. He took care of it. He started going on his ID, because he doesn't have an ID, because he's blind. The driver's license. It was revoked. He said, "Officer, my ID is at the car place." And the police officer suggests that you're the father. So yes, what am I supposed to say? Let Charlie not have the fun and have the experience of them go fast and go wild? And he said, yes, you should. You should be driving safe.
Right.
But they're in a Ferrari going, you know, 75 miles over, and that blind man trying to turn the car. And Charlie is the one goes to help him drive the car when he's not even driving the car. How does that work?
Wow.
How could you drive a car, not see, and yet go so fast?
I know.
Still be so good.
You can't. Well, there was a guy who actually did it. I had him on a podcast, episode 7, Dan Parker. And he went blind because of a race car accident. He used to drive race cars, and March 31st, 2012, the car turned and it flipped, and then he was brain injured severely. He was in a medically induced coma for a few weeks, had multiple surgeries, and went blind because his brain swelled up, and he went through many eye operations. He was in deep depression. Almost was going to kill himself, actually, but he actually said no. He believes he could drive again. So through help with the National Federation of the Blind, he built a Corvette for him. It was all customized, had audible feedback and everything. There was one driver in the car to the right. The driver, there was one, it had two steering wheels. The driver on the right didn't do anything. He was only there basically for emergencies. And so they have that project. They did it. And on March 31st, 2022 of this year, Dan Parker drove a world record speed of 211 miles an hour in one pass. That was so, yeah. So it's going to come. We'll be able to drive again one day.
Sure. It's kind of interesting you bring that up, because we got Colonel Slater. We're leaving the good old days, Ferrari days that he had. Nice Ferrari. Only second to women he loves.
Don't forget that woman.
But we also have your story, the race car driver, in a similar capacity as Colonel Slater.
Yeah.
So as a result, it's as if you made a parallel without knowing, watching the movie, that there'd be a parallel.
Right.
So who do you think is cooler, Dan Parker or Colonel Slater?
Dan Parker.
Why?
Because he worked so hard, and, you know, despite...
And Colonel Slater did it?
Yeah, he did, but Dan Parker drove even faster with a race car.
Doesn't matter if he drove faster.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
The guy's going to New York City, trying to kick the bucket, doing all these expensive things, a luxurious hotel, first flight tickets. He's living the best life he can at the moment.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong, though. I'm just biased because it's damn hard.
Yes. You have complicit bias. We can see that.
Yeah.
You know what complicit bias, that means you need bias training.
Yeah.
So are you willing to go through that because now you're biased?
No.
Why not?
I mean, yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, now you're going to. That police officer.
Mason,
what the heck did that police officer let him go?
I know.
Like, oh, I'm going to give you a warning. You're about, but only one condition. You got to get that car back to the dealer. You shouldn't get back off the road.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I don't know how Colonel Slater, he can be so sly, thinking he can get away driving 75 miles over in the back streets of New York, public roads, and have Charlie in the car not drive.
Yeah.
This is just like mind-boggling to you?
It is, yeah.
Is it also due to the speak volumes about Colonel Slater and what he thinks he can bend the rules to his benefit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, gotta talk about the elephant in the world. We're talking about Tango. What did you think of the Tango dynamic that Colonel Slater had?
I don't know. I didn't get the whole movie, obviously. I know you're asking a lot, but it was a long show, I'll admit. It was a long show. I picked up the best I could.
You get all twisted. You do the tangle. Let it get all twisted. And you do the tangle.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, come on. You let it go around. And what do you think when it gets all twisted? You just leave it in the tangle. What do you think they mean? What do you think?
It's on, I don't know, it's all twisted.
All twisted?
Yeah.
But as it's twisted, it stays like this tangle, right?
Yeah.
So, as the tangle goes, you get all twisted along the way.
Right.
You still do the tangle. Maintain the tangle. Tangle
is a dance of synchronization.
That's right.
You gain from the partner, your partner matches your speed, or you compliment the partner by showing them that you know how to dance.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it really creates a dynamic where Colonel Slato is ahead. At the same time, trying to teach Charlie how to potentially get a woman.
Wow.
How to smooth talk the woman into a situation that could benefit Charlie.
Wow.
You saw the practice.
Yeah.
You know, conversation, waiting for the boyfriend, Matthew, to come along when he was late, and then they had to leave. Why do you think Colonel Slater insisted on paying that bill?
Not let Matthew pay. Like, why on Blaine's heaven would he pay the bill?
I know. I don't know.
Well, he would pay the bill for the simple fact that he respected the woman. He told the man, lay off.
Yeah.
We want him. You did not entertain that woman. I did. I'm taking responsibility in your absence. So, what do you think it means?
Let the healing up test.
What was that again?
I entertained the woman that was waiting on you. So I took responsibility in paying for her.
I think Colonel Slater entertained the woman.
Well, yeah, we know that.
Because the other guy...
The other guy was absent.
Yeah, he was absent.
Regardless of being late or not late, he wasn't there.
Right.
He left them all alone.
Yeah.
And then they were leaving. He got late and then when did he want to eat lunch? Dinner, I mean. That don't make any sense.
Wow.
It also goes to show you that he also had a time, not the tango, but an escort. Get the best escort he got. And who was that contact that got him that escort?
Contact?
Yes.
I will know.
Manny.
You
the limousine driver.
You have a lot of questions. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, at the same time, Manny's a really cool character.
Yeah, he is.
Like, what can you say about Manny? Like, what do you like about him?
He's a cool young guy at all, you know?
I mean, he's driving the blind man all around town. He knows he's going to get treated good.
Drives him all the way back to the private school barrier, drives Slater home, even after all of this, and then made a contact. If Slater would go back to New York, he'll give him the drive to and from, not just from.
Yeah.
Right. So that speaks volumes to the fact that Manny has a Colonel Slater, and Manny, Colonel Slater, has respect for Manny.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he sounds like plump.
He's taking his time. He's doing the taxi driving.
Yeah.
Well, not taxi, but limo. Limos are expensive.
They are.
Especially a 7-door limo.
Oh, yeah.
Those are even more expensive. So, what do you think about Charlie going along for the adventure and actually trying to call the niece and he eats up the paper?
I don't know.
So, Colonel Slater eats the paper.
Yeah.
Colonel Slater's like, now you have nowhere to run, boy.
Yeah.
You gotta stay with me. So he eats the paper. Charlie can't call her anymore. So Charlie's stuck with the old man who's blind, who just wants to keep having company. The guy's lonely. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, I'm lonely at times, you know. And not out like to be alone too.
What does it feel like to be blind like Colonel Slater and not, you know, say you have no support, barely any.
Oh,
and even the support you have is like distant.
That'd be terrible.
I know. So let's say you didn't have your grandmother. Now, who do you go for support? Would you be in the dark just like Colonel Slater?
Probably, yeah, I would.
Okay. So how's it dark and a metaphor? What does being in the dark actually mean? What does
being alone, being and you have no other tongue, you know?
True. So basically, being in the dark, you can't see. You can't navigate life.
Right.
You have nowhere to fall back on because you got nowhere to go.
Right.
Okay. So we get constant updates from Charlie's progress with the headmaster. He calls back George. Talk to George. George says that his father's getting involved.
Yeah.
What are some implications of the father getting involved? This complicates it, right?
Yeah, complications. Oh, it's overwhelming.
The father is an alumni of the school, so he's going to have his way if his son is being put into a label and actually create chaos. He don't want his reputation to be undermined by his idiotic son, delinquent.
Right.
So, I think it's funny he shows up the disciplinary committee that both George and Charlie have to face because they were witnesses to a prank involving the car given by the council of the school to the headmaster. What do you think of the headmaster?
I don't know. You're the one to put. of the movie. Like I said, I didn't catch it all still.
I mean, what do you know about the headmaster?
I don't know much about the headmaster.
Okay. So for me, you might know. What is an experience that you have done that you relate to Colonel Slater? Like, what is the thing that, like, really sells you on his character?
Oh, I know at times before people offer me assistance and I will refuse it. I know I'm capable.
Yeah, I'm capable.
All right.
So, with the moral of the story, Colonel Slater tells Charlie to take a side.
Yeah.
Stand up for something. Not be a sellout. Do not take the bribe. So what is Charlie left to do? He can't sell him out. He can't snitch. He can't take the bribe. What is there another option that he can take to actually not be the victim? To be on the side that stands up for what he believes in.
I don't know.
Not tell anything.
Not tell me.
Take an oath to play the fifth.
Yeah.
He's playing the fifth. He ain't going to incriminate anyone. He ain't going to incriminate himself. He's just not going to say it.
Right.
He's standing to values. What is the time that you stand up for values that you have, just like Charlie?
When people go against my personal beliefs.
What? Give me a story.
I have so many. I don't know.
What is one that you like?
I don't know.
So you stand up for what you believe in.
Yeah.
You don't like people going against your beliefs.
No.
Is there an area of your life that you, like, really have a strong beliefs in?
Maybe political beliefs, you know. I have my own political beliefs, then, you know, when people attack them, I don't agree with it.
Okay.
I don't want to get too political.
True. Well, considering that Colonel Slater, considering our political teacher, or when I talk politics, the entire paper, so,
yeah.
Are you still isolating in your beliefs? Could people be that mean to go against you?
Yeah.
Like what?
What do you mean?
Like, you have people going against your beliefs, right?
Yeah.
Where is one such cop from? You just hate when they bring it up. You get defensive, you get mad, you just can't stand.
Oh, I get it. Politics, I guess.
I know. Give me a subject. Climate change.
Oh, I know. The quarantines, the lockdowns, when we don't work, that's global, right? During COVID, a mask. I get defensive.
Okay, you bring up a mask. That's an interesting analogy.
The mask make you feel restricted, right?
Mm.
So, hear me out. So we go back to Colonel Sanders. Not Sanders, but Slater. He stays restricted in the family he has and the VA that he served in to just be treated like crap. He's left with little hope and comes to the conclusion that he wants to take his life. Should people be unhappy do that?
Maybe, because they don't want him to take his life, you know?
Well, Charlie was the one who's standing against him. But he's standing against someone taking their own life.
Yeah.
So if someone was standing against you in that situation, how would you feel?
I'd feel bad.
You feel bad? You don't know? So you were about to do it. Here comes someone running in, getting in a fight with you, and you have an opportunity to take them out with you. Would you do it?
No. If I knew them, if I didn't know them, I wouldn't take them out.
But he knew Charlie.
Yeah.
He was willing to do
it. If I knew someone, yeah, I would do it.
Okay, so you're not immortal, but you...
Yeah.
Gotta go by pensive. Los pensamones. Okay, so
we have an interesting dilemma. School. The entire school treats the entire situation like a court case. Do you think them treating it like a court case is irony? Or does it incorporate law and justice?
Oh, maybe law and justice, because he's a colonel. He's standing up for what is right, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going against the headmaster and public in the Bayard school against the committee.
Yeah.
He gets an entire monologue, and they get a standing ovation after he's done. And then, and within minutes, the council, the disciplinary committee, found George guilty, and the three friends of George who did the prank, and leave Charlie innocent.
Yeah.
So, standing ovation. What do you think Charlie's feeling?
Maybe good. Oh, this is too overwhelming.
He's an advocate.
He's an advocate.
How do you feel like Michelle is an advocate for you podcast?
Absolutely she is, yeah.
Well, how does she can help you?
She helps me expand. Helps me. She's especially helping me marketing the show and figuring out strategies how to make some good money with it.
Okay. Here we go.
Colonel Slater, the same to Charlie.
Yeah.
He, instead of making money, It gets Charlie off the disciplinary action.
Oh.
He's a spokesman for Charlie.
Yeah.
And as a spokesman for Charlie, his parents are not there like George's father is. So Charlie is going to blind, but the blind man comes to save the day. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, at the end, we see Colonel Slato actually get friendly with his niece and nephew. What do you think of the human side of Colonel Slato?
He's a good side.
After he was changed with Charlie, actually giving him a reason to live, and having a dating interest, all things, he could finally have a life.
Happy.
For a change. Yeah, he has a niece and nephew that he lives with. He can play with and interact with. I don't know. Be a mentor like family always is.
Yeah.
So does family always win?
Most of the time, yeah.
So does family win in Colonel Sandoz's case?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, we talked about all these different issues. Yeah. One more to bring up. That one is whether or not you having the potential to have a lot of money, what are you going to do?
Oh, yep. I have a potential to have a lot of money, and I guess it would be hopefully this business I'm embarking on, you know, this journey. What would I do with it? I wouldn't be selfish for sure. I would help others who are in need, like the poor, who are less fortunate, make sure that they get good help. Yeah.
Okay. So, you give to charity and then flip.
Yeah.
You'd be the opposite of Colonel Slate.
Yeah.
You'd be getting all the money away. He's using all the money for himself.
That's right.
So, which philanthropist duties would you give to be comfort today? Tell on top of.
Maybe it's like American Cancer Society, maybe, or
what specifically?
Maybe the Foundation for Hunger, people who are struggling with hunger.
Oh, well, you said cancer.
Well, because I've heard there's been a lot of cancer going on in the world. Yeah.
About blindness.
Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, because blind people, equipment for blind people is very expensive, you know.
True. So the revenue for potential earnings, instead of being a big trip, you spread it out, put some away, get some to philanthropy. What does that mean to you all? Enough to work
on my own and support a family, yeah.
Huge. That means what I'm saying, that you need to be like kind of sad and just love it.
Yeah.
Got any idea you love it?
Oh, I've been doing the online dating and all that, and it hasn't helped, but they say it happens when I'm not looking, so I'm hoping that too, you know.
True. It did happen for Colonel Slicer.
Yeah.
He just happened to give a speech. It was behalf of Charlie, the teachers there on the disciplinary action committee, seeing fast the stoic nature that Colonel Slater represented. It just asked him out. Talk about politics.
Yeah.
What a weird way to have a date.
Yeah.
Maybe we could talk about politics.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
Like, when did you actually see that happen in election 16?
Oh, never. I haven't heard.
So, the people talking about it have to be extraordinarily deeply interested in the subject. Mm-hmm. And they can have varying opinions on it and still get along. That's the only one it means.
Because you got two people, military, political science. One understands political government. Yeah. One was in a government ranking in the military. Don't you think they'll be a good match?
Yeah.
Well, now they'll be a good match. A little bit ago, you said, oh, no, that ain't going to be a good match at all.
Okay.
So as we wrap up this, what is one thing to tell the audience about Scent of a Woman reaction?
You like a lot. Oh, I like how the man was pretty adventurous, and just go ahead and watch it. I'll warn you, it's a long movie, but maybe watch it. So.
Okay. My closing statement for this will be, Charlie, don't matter how old you are, you can make a difference. You can stand up for that difference. As a result, you'll be able to make that difference in the life that you choose. So you can be like Charlie, give a blind man a second chance on life, get in the way, regardless if it costs your life or not, give him the reason to live, and actually see a good ending and succeeding in Colonel Slater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, doesn't matter how small your voice is, make a difference. Doesn't matter if you don't have the audience, make the audience. You stand in the way of potentially changing something for the future. So go ahead and do it. Be like Sailor over here. Make a difference.
Yeah.
If you got money, give the philanthropy.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a platform, make the difference like he is.
Yeah.
What's your plug-in for your podcast that you can put in right now?
Oh, Help Without Sight. If you struggle in life, listen to the show because others can see, so can you.
Exactly. And guys, this wraps up the closing of Scent of a Woman Reaction. Thank you for being here. Before we go, we're doing a podcast near you. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify. We're also on www.mcanimepodcast.com. And that's www.mcanimepodcast.com.
Thanks for having me on.
You can also have Patreon and support us on Patreon. And do not forget to support Sailor Cooper and Blind Without Sight, our podcast near you. And he's also on similar podcast directories, so he's not that hard to find. And the link will be in the description below. So you have everything you need to hear a good story that Sailor over here can contribute.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bye and enjoy. Say bye, Sailor.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
This concludes another episode of MC Anime Podcast. MC Anime Podcast is available on podcast directories like Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. We also have our website at mcanimepodcast.com. If you want to directly support us, then follow Patreon blog MC Anime. Finally, if you want services for hire, then we're available on Fiverr for audio and video production, graphic design, idea consulting, and blog and article writing.